The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only old when you will not be young. And the frog in the window will answer you. The questions you bring in a cup to view. And if his answer is not the best,
you are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
This show I will be mostly playing A Flat Man, 1998 album by Ira Cutler. Lucky for me, I don't have to give the song titles, as Ira does that himself, all 48. If you have never heard of Ira Cutler, then sit back. You're in for a treat.
A Flat Man. A bubble or two.
My mum leapt into a rowing boat and kicked a hole in the side. The rowing boat began to sink and floated away on the tide. Oh, rowing boat, come back to me. I didn't want that to happen. But all I could see was a bubble or two and the water around it lapping. And a bubble or two, a bubble or two. Now when I get home and peel off my boots, Dad says, "Where's my wife?" Mum went out in a rowing boat, so Daddy says, "That's life." Did she tell you all of her troubles? I said no, she just blew a few bubbles. Daddy went out in the rain. I never saw him again. A bubble or two. A bubble or two. So if your mummy gets drowned, just keep the information to yourself. A bubble or two, a bubble or two, a bubble or two.
A Flat Man. One eye shut, a man is flat. Through a shut eye, a flat man. Jam.
What's your favorite jam? Traffic jam. Traffic jam. What's your favorite jam? Traffic jam. What's wrong with raspberry? What's wrong with plum? How's about a blob of elderberry on a scone? what's your favourite jam? Traffic jam, it's the jam for a man.
Alone. If you are martyr, it is hard to feel well disposed towards the two bricks you are squashed between, or even a sense of community. What have you got?
What have you got in the little red purse that dangles round your waist?
Aspirin and safety first, and a hanky trimmed with lace to wipe a little girl's face. What have you got in your pocket? I'd surely like to know.
A bunch of keys, a Boy Scout knife, and a hanky white as snow to give my nose a blow.
What? Where man has not been to give them names. Objects on desert islands do not know what they are. Taking no chances, they stand still and wait, quietly excited, for hundreds of thousands of years. Out with the light.
What do you do when the moon shines bright and you're sitting alone in the flat?
I pour a cup of tea and I gulp a slice of cake and see how quick I get fat.
Is that the only thing that you do? Sometimes I get in the blower to hew.
What do you say? Come right away. Does he come right away?
He comes the next day, and he brings a cup of cake and a thermos of tea. Then we sit down and swallow them, one, two, three.
I'll tell a little secret, he's as fat as me.
So that's what you do when the moon shines bright.
Exactly.
But if it's gin instead of tea, we get tight. Then it's out with the light, hee hee.
I ate a lady's bun. I got taken to jail. I ate a lady's bun. On her head, she got a fright. It was a surprise. "Do not worry," I said. "I am eating your bun. I am hungry for a bun." "Police," she cried. A good neighbour heard her and phoned the police.
"You must not eat a lady's bun, even if you are hungry."
And I am in jail. One at a time.
Hold the barrel steady and jump in one at a time. Hold the barrel steady and jump in one at a time. In olden days when times were hard, we filled the barrel with water. We added brine from Preston Pan, then stripped our son and daughter. Hold the barrel steady and jump in one at a time. Hold the barrel steady, then jump in one at a time. We stuck an apple in their mouth and stood them on a chair. And then we sat down for our tea and left them standing bare. Hold the barrel steady and jump in one at a time.
Hold the barrel steady, then jump in one at a time. Now in you go, our children, they did as they were bid. Their heads below the water and fastened on the lid. Hold the barrel steady and jump in one at a time. Hold the barrel steady and jump in one at a time. We shed some tears, be sure of that. Our stomachs were like lead. We'd better have some more, she said. Then we went off to bed. Hold the barrel steady and jump in one at a time. Hold the barrel steady and jump in one at a time. So if your purse is empty, your cupboard it is bare, just pull the clothes right off your bairns and stand them on a chair. Hold the barrel steady and jump in one at a time. Hold the barrel steady and jump in one at a time. One at a time, one at a time, one at a time. Living Donkey. A man walked down our street with a living donkey hanging from his neck by a chain. Every so often the donkey would say, "Hee-haw," you know, and the man would bend his knees enough to let the donkey's hind leg rest on the pavement for about 25 seconds. He told me 25 seconds was the optimum for a donkey. And so do I.
There is a horse, she stands in my neighbour's field. The meadow slopes, and so does the horse. She cannot rest, I hear her through the night crying, "Let me lie down in your garden, Ivor, I'm in agony." I'd love to help, the garden's full of grass. It's flat as a pancake, and so is the grass. But I'm so comfy, I cannot bear to get up. So I cry, "Why don't you ask me during the day when I'm not in bed?" But you know horses, and so do I. Do mi fa so so, and so do I.
Excitement. Light and clean as the blue eye, round the edge of the sky sit several birds, all with curved wings, looking and waiting. The reflection of an old man in a rocking chair, throwing crumbs out of a window, sends a sparrow to sea. Then a curlew sings to the birds on the edge that there are crumbs for all. The reflection of an old woman in a black dress tells the old man to stop throwing crumbs onto the carpet, that the birds are shadows on the back of the wall. Questionnaire.
What do you think about the chicken with its big feathery skin? I don't know nothing about the chicken, I'm a mole. Give me a sledge and a hill of dirt going deep into the earth, and I'm as happy as a sand boy with an adult mature worm waiting at the end of the run. I've just seen my first chicken with its big feathery skin. Would you mind repeating your question? I'm a mole. just make it snappy. I want to get back in my sledge. There's a lot of chickens running about the underground passages. What do you think about the chicken with its big feathery skin?
Fabulous. I think they're fabulous.
Bleeding Shoes. All shoes bleed. It is internal bleeding. Leather blood vessels rupture under interrupted continuous pressure. Kind people of means have two pairs of shoes. Remember not to dry them in front of the fire. A ball in a barrel.
A cowboy had hold of a barrel. A cowboy had hold of a ball. He held up the ball in his great sunburned hand and threw it right into the barrel. Yee-hee! Oh, ho, a ball in a barrel. Oh, ho, a ball at the bottom. The cowboy, he stretching his arm to the elbow and lifted the ball to the top of the barrel. Cowboy had hold of a barrel. A cowboy had hold of a ball.
Blind. My net has only one enormous hole. But I tell you it is a net. You know the properties of nets. You know you are trapped. You choose not to see you are free. My next album.
A bird was flying in the air. I rose to my feet and caught its bony leg between my finger and my thumb. It snapped my arm at the wrist. I hadn't on my specs and didn't realize it was an eagle. Eagle, bring back my hand. Bring back my hand that you snapped at the wrist. No, he chirped. I'm an eagle. Do you really expect a different reply? I said, no. All right, here's your stupid hand. My fledglings have all your LPs. They think you're cool. I said, thanks a lot, eagle. Tell the kids I'll put you in my next album.
Aquarium. Smooth fish, break your quest. Nuzzle my belly soft with food. Your barbels sprawl about my lips. My eye hangs loose by a thick nerve. A slow suck for a flounder with a big mouth. My lungs fill with red spawn. As I disappear, bit by bit, my green bones fur in lonely peace.
Flies.
flies low in the sky, big and brown as sultanas. See them glow in the dusk. Flies low in the sky, like gooseberries bobbing on the breeze. Hear them laugh as they dance, then straight into the bushes for romance. Flies banging their little bodies into twigs in their passion.
The Dichotomy of Love. When you ride on a bike to meet the beloved, the tops of the wheels advance towards her, but the bottoms run away, prevented, fortunately, by the hubs and the spokes. Lemonade.
Look, look, the sun is setting, the moon is rising, the stars are getting ready to glimmer. I've just had a bath, I've just had a shave, I've rubbed on my favourite scent, I've washed down a pie and chips with a lemonade, and darling, I'm waiting for you. The sun has set, the stars are out, I hear your feet on the mat. Hello, dear, it's dark outside, the moon's in the sky. Would you like a glass of lemonade? How about a walk? I'll show you the stars, I'll kiss you in the dark.
Have you eaten a pie and chips?
Yes.
Forget about the kiss in the dark. I'll just have the lemonade, thanks.
Bird swing. Got a letter from a thrush. Come and see me compose. So I went. She stuck her beak into the ink and sputtered onto the manuscript, then sang it. Tra-la-la, tweet-tweet, warble-warble, ptwee-ptwee. When she finished, I was asked for an opinion. With a grave look, I opined,
"Well, it's very good. Regular thrush music. Good range, plenty of variety, nice timbre."
"Look, Cutler," said Thrush, "do you think it's worth making a demo disc or a tape and going round the agents?" "I think it's chart material." "Look, Thrush," I replied, "it could only succeed as a gimmick." "Yeah, I suppose," she tweeted, and flew into a stump.
Turn to the right.
I was running down the stairs all day, till I tripped and fell and broke my neck, and now I walk this way, with a hop and a skip and a turn to the right. It sure is fun, I do it all night. I only stop when the sky turns light, and then I get on with my painting. A fresco on the ceiling and a mural round the walls, and when I'm finished the sun has set, then I hop and a skip and turn to the right. I'll never see the left again.
Empty road at Little Bedouin. Sitting in the quiet road, I do not seem to move. All my life when I sat on a road, I moved. Cars, buses and trains. On my stool, I move. I experience the essence of travel. Time is my dimension. Because life does not begin at the beginning nor end at the end, this place on the road is a natural place to be. Here comes a lorry. I built a house.
I built a house around a mouse, I made it big and strong. Damn, damn, it's fallen down. Damn, damn, it's fallen down. Damn, damn, it's fallen down. The mouse's house has fallen down, fallen down, fallen down, and crushed the mouse unto a pulp. Oh, mouse! I wrenched aside the slabs of stone and pulled him out by his face. His tail was at 90 degrees and threw him down a stream. Where's the mouse? My husband cried when he came back home from the library. The house fell down, I pulled him out by the face and threw him down a stream. He slumped on a stool and would not eat his yogurt laced with jam. His cheeks were bright with tears for the poor wee pulped mouse.
Dumb dames. Two young, dumb, hot, slow girls sweat onto plastic seats, watching me write them in my book. Jackfish.
I'm a cowboy. My horse is dragging along, scraping its horny hoof, making a rut on the trail. The sun is shining above, smoky and yellow. Get out the cards, we'll have a little game. And the swamp bird root, root, roots, standing on a scabby leg, waiting for a jackfish. I'm a cowboy, I lost all my beans, I'm back on the trail, got to make the lazy W by nightfall. Better have a shave, a cup of coffee too, while my horse chews the jackweed
and chews away the horse flies.
I'm a cowboy, yee-hoo, but not for much longer.
The bowling green. The green is so flat, it is an inland square sea. A great green cube to swim in. Hidden fish swim infinitesimally slowly, 100 years an inch. The greenkeeper, an Irish Poseidon, tends the surface plankton. Once jaunty, now a flabby bubble. Do not pity him. He lives at a different speed and listens for his fish. Between two walls.
but stand in my light, Daddy. Stand in the dark. Do not stand in my light, Daddy. Stand in the dark. But when the morning comes, there's plenty of light for all. Do not stand in my light, Daddy. Stand in the dark. Why don't you stand in the corner between two walls? So do not stand in my light, Daddy. Stand in the dark. When Mother comes, she'll not be able to find you. So do not stand in my light, Daddy. Stand in the dark. If you want to read, I'll lend you my phosphorus badge. Do not stand in my light, Daddy. Stand in the dark.
Patronage. A thick slice of tall, proud pine becomes a bench. It welcomes wise old faces. All it gets is clothy bums, often the same ones, one after another, all day. The underside never sees the sun, except sometimes it gets a bit of reflection off shiny ground or puddles. One of the best.
He stood and wept with a broken dish in his hand. I sat him down and wiped him. Don't be sad, it's only a tragedy. Spaghetti and tomato sauce up to his knees. I threw the dog out of the window. He started to smile. I feel better already, he said. I threw the cat out of the window and followed with the baby as well. You should have seen him smile. I love my man. He's the greatest guy in the world. Childish? Yes, but a good guy, one of the best.
Search for Grace. More and more boiling fowls are taking ballet lessons. Estimated numbers, 1975, 1. 1976, none. 1977, none. 1980, one. 1985, one. 1987, two. 1993, one. A romantic man.
I never saw a woman, but I followed her down the street and lay down at her feet. I never saw a woman. She used to get very embarrassed and tried to walk away, and tried to walk away. But I grab hold of her ankles. Oh, stop your bloody nonsense. Do you think your Harpo marks? Do you think your Harpo marks? I never saw a woman. Then I'd stand right up and kiss her lips until they'd gone all dry. I'll keep on kissing women until the day they die. For women are like flowers, and I'm a romantic man, and I'm a romantic man, and I like to watch their fingers as they close round the throat of a man. I never saw a woman, a woman, a woman, a woman.
True Courage. As soon as I admitted that I was afraid, the living things smiled. Trees, plants, and insects. I now, too, am a living thing, only one, with my place in the garden, a seat by the brick kitchen's wooden door. I am afraid. Knocking at my door.
Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door?
Nobody's knocking at your door. Nobody's knocking at your door. Nobody's knocking at your door. Nobody's knocking at your door.
Who's that not knocking at my door? Who's that not knocking at my door? Who's that not knocking, knock, knock, knocking at my door? Who's that not knocking at my door?
Nobody's not knocking at your door. Nobody's not knocking at your door. Nobody's not knocking, knock, 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 knocking at your door. Nobody's not knocking at your door.
Moist Flyer. A bird hanging over a boat soaks his skin. It is vital to be wet, he hums, and turns into the wind. Old boots. Old boots sleep fast on a pale yellow Queen Anne rug. The Long Way. Do not walk through a tree. Walk round without losing face. And pity those whose security is superior physical strength. Your smell. Use scent to hide how nice you really smell. Fish. Fish are not very bright, not by my standards. They never had any reason to grow brains. For one thing, it's hard to read underwater, and paper gets too wet to handle, and there isn't the light. And fins let books slip, and you'd have to hold the pen in your mouth. People who say a school of fish are taking advantage of their limited intelligence to poke cruel fun. You let fish be, or eat them. Shoes. Thin shoes tell us more about the world we live on than thick ones. Deductive Lepidopteran. The lime-coloured listening moth perched in my ear hears the fine harmonics which my rubbery drum is unable to respond to and bounces back. This gives her, orally, a distorted understanding, but one she prefers as it is based on the rejections of my older ears. By thinking the opposite of what she hears, a fairly accurate picture grows, considered and reliable for her needs, which are unknown to us. She often sits by mistake in seashells, then flies around in a stupid, uninformed manner. Mostly the chambered Nautilus, which she thinks is a posh hotel. La Stubborn vassals. Lord Finuc used to have to boil his cottages to get the cottagers out. Filcombe Cottage Brook. Near the mouth of a stream, tilted from it, lies a fine jug. Worn from endless watery rubbing, the sharpness is gone and it feels matte. If you follow the tilt up, it leads to the top of a cliff. Garbles, 1930. The message boy had green snot running down his nose. Granny Goldberg gave him a big green cooker. Snot flowed over the sharply defined upper lip onto the sharp bitten apple. brown teeth on white tart flesh. Uncle Joe shared a levee with 7 families on a steep circular staircase. I went in with the steel key. The bowl was all diarrhoea and choked newspaper. It was stranger's diarrhoea. I decided to wait. British Museum. A blue seated keeper's uniform fits a silent workman relaxed at a light corridor's end by a corner. He is a wall and a floor, unseen. Ask a question, he blows into size, shrinks as you go. His ugly, friendly noise threads the corridor, looking for a house to knock at. Smack. If you place a handful of snow on one cheek and a hand full of wet sand on the other, the discovery will be so dull that you will feel foolish. Episode 1, Doing the Bathroom. This mince needs something, grunted Father, returning a barely chewed mouthful to his dessert spoon. He looked at it thoughtfully, prodded it gently, and banged it onto his plate. Then he lifted me by the collar. Away downstairs and find something, quick! The mince isn't going to get hotter. As I ran out the front door, pausing to pick myself up after my big sister's leg had shot out like lightning to add a spice of danger to my mission, I could hear Mother scraping the mince back into the pot to keep it warm. I reached the middens in no time and jumped straight into the first one. A cloud of cinders rose and I could no longer see, but I could hear the clink of glass below my feet. Crouching down, I felt for bottles, then rubbed them on my jersey to see what they were. 3 beer bottles, a milk bottle, a bottle of castor oil, half used, and a bottle of OK sauce. I grabbed the OK and jumped out, placed it on the grass, and leapt straight into the middle one. It was all kipper bones, skins, and potato peelings. It's got to be number 3, I thought, panic rising in my chest. My prayer was answered. Number 3 was full. I could pick and choose. I stuffed 6 sauce bottles and 3 wine bottles up my jersey, kicked the OK sauce contemptuously to one side, made my way back like a bottle nearly come to term, and banged my head on the door. When it opened, I staggered over to the sink, where Mother deftly transferred my treasure below the tap. My big sister wiped them dry on Mother's pinny and placed them in gorgeous array on the kitchen table. Father emptied the wine, 2 whites and a red, into our Queen's Arms 1-pint glass mug. Mother slapped sauce into the mince with the heel of her sturdy hand. It took 4 bottles to get the taste right. Then we sat down to a banquet of riotously flavoured mince and wee sips of wine, followed by 3 pineapple chunks each with juice. Afterwards, as we children lay, replete on the carpet, burping quietly, Mother's eye caught my jersey. "Look at you," she screamed, and raising me across her knee, beat me like an old rug, and raising, as far as I could see, a good-sized cloud of dust.
And that was Ivor Cutler. Here's four from Richard Cheese, Butterfly, Super Freak, Me So Horny, and Been Caught Stealing.
She's a very special girl.
The kind of girl you want to know.
From from her head down to her toenail,
down to her feet.
And she'll wait for me at backstage with her girlfriends in a limousine. Three is not a crowd to her, she says. Room 714, I'll be waiting. When I get there, she's got incense, wine, and candles. It's such a freaky scene. She's a super freak, super freak. She's super freaky, yow. She's a super freak, super freak. She's super freaky, yow.
RC baby, are you down with it? I arrived at her house, knocked on the door, not having no idea what the night had in store. I'm like a dog in heat, a freak without warning. I have an appetite for sex, 'cause me so horny.
Oh, me so horny. Oh, oh, me so horny. Oh, me so horny. Oh, oh, me so horny.
Girls always ask me why I fuck so much. I say, what's wrong, baby doll, with a quick nut? You can say I'm desperate, even call me perverted. But you say I'm a dog when I leave you fucked and deserted. Your dad'll be disgusted when he sees your pussy busted. Your mom'll be so mad if she knew I got that ass. I'm a freaking heat, a dog without warning. My appetite is sex, 'cause me so horny.
Oh, me so horny. Oh, oh, me so horny. Oh, me so horny. Oh, oh.
The horn section's so horny.
Oh, me so horny. Oh, oh, me so horny. Oh, me so horny.
Me love you long time. You said it yourself, you like it like I do. Put your lips on my dick and suck my asshole too. I'm a freaking heat, a dog without warning. My appetite is sex, 'cause me so horny.
Dog. Good boy.
I've been caught stealing once when I was five. I enjoy stealing, it's just as simple as that. Well, it's just a simple fact. When I want something and I don't want to pay for it.
Not now.
Now walk right through the door. I walk right through the door. Hey, all right, if I get by.
Hey,
it's mine.
Hey, watch it.
Mine, all mine. Hey, get help.
Da-da-da. Phil, I thought they took that thing away from you.
Manamana-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Manamana-dee-dee-dee-da.
Just kidding, folks, it's not a real gun. Come on back, boy.
Well, I walk right through the door. I walk right through the door.
Sit.
Hey, all right, if I get by.
Sit.
It's my mind, mine on mine, my mind, mine on mine, on mine. It's mine.
You are so
such a good boy. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's it for this show. If you have been, thanks for listening.